Here's another exclusive live track from Sun King Studio 92, powered by Clipshot Audio on WTTSFM.com.
Once again, we have the Wild Feathers here in Sun King Studio 92, powered by Clipshot Audio. Welcome, fellas.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So I know we were talking beforehand. You guys spent the night here in Indianapolis. Where did you guys play last?
Where were we?
St. Louis. Man.
St. Louis. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What was going on in St. Louis? Just
massive,
hanging out?
Massive show.
Sold out arena show. Yeah.
Well, I saw you're getting ready to go
Enormo Dome.
Yeah.
You're going to Summerfest in Milwaukee next.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is this your first tour, or not tour, but like a festival you're playing this year, or?
We did Hangout Festival and we did
Sasquatch Fest.
Yeah. So this would be our third this year, and then we're doing ACL in Austin. What is that, in September?
October, and then Fort Castle in a couple of weeks in Louisville.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Now, did you prefer Sasquatch over the beach, or?
Well, it rained the entire time on us at Sasquatch, although it was gorgeous, but it was wet, and Gulf Shores was steaming hot.
Really?
But it was, they were both fun. The festival environment, we really enjoy.
Obviously, you guys had a great time playing. Did you get to hang out with any other bands while at these festivals? Or?
Ryan Bingham, we were on tour with him. We hung out a little bit with him at Sasquatch. And then I didn't really get to hang out with anybody at Hangout Fest.
We're usually in a hurry to get to the next town.
Okay.
So we usually don't get to enjoy a lot of that. But
get on stage, play, run, go.
Right. Yeah.
All right, here we go. I got you. Now, I was talking to some listeners beforehand as well, and they said you guys had a remarkable honor earlier this year. And that you guys got to open up for somebody?
Oh yeah. We did a couple shows with Bob Dylan, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all right, you know.
Yeah. Can you describe that for me? I mean, just being on stage and getting ready to say it's an honor too.
It was just like, I mean, it's a dream come true for all of us. We're all heavily influenced by Bob Dylan and his songwriting. I think, I mean, he's an icon, not only just in music, but just in pop culture, so... It was surreal, to say the least. It didn't really set in till after the shows were over, and it's like, all right, that just happened. Yeah. We just opened for Bob Dylan. So it was amazing honor.
Preston almost got to meet him.
Oh, man. We were backstage, and he got done sound checking, and he had his hoodie on, and he came walking right past me, and I was like, here it is. This is the moment. I'm going to meet Bob Dylan. And he walked right past me, didn't even look at me, didn't say anything, and I was like...
Tell me you rehearsed a line. Did you have a line you were going to say?
No, I had nothing. I was speechless. I didn't know what I was going to say, but yeah. He walked.
Like, right, I love the Wallflowers.
Yeah. Like,
no, that's my son.
Jacob Dylan's the best, man. Love that one headlight song so much.
That's awesome.